Good morning, everyone. I'm feeling a little Haitish. I guess that's what, like a Haitian this morning. So I'm going to begin with a song I learned in Haiti. You know it too, just the accent is going to be different. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. All right. I see you smiling over there. All right. There's a story about a Scottish discus thrower from the 19th century who developed his skills for throwing a discus by himself in the highlands of his native village. He made his discus from the description he read in a book, but what he didn't know was that the discus used in competition was made of wood with a narrow rim of iron. The discus he made was made of solid metal and weighed 3 or 4 times more than the discus used in competition. Scotsman found out what the current world record was. He marked the distance of the world record on the field, and he began training. For nearly a year, he trained with his metal discus night and day, trying to reach the world record. Though his discus weighed 3 or 4 times as much as the standard discus, he was not becoming discouraged by his slow progress. However, he was becoming stronger and stronger as he was getting closer to the world record. He finally reached the point where he could throw his discus the distance of the world record and some days even further. He was ready now. The Scotsman traveled to England for his first competition, and when he arrived at the games, he was handed the official wooden discus. To everyone's amazement, on his first throw, he threw the discus like a tea saucer, completely shattering the world record. And on his other tries, he improved his distance far beyond the record he had just broken. No one could match his efforts. And for many, many years afterward, he remained the uncontested champion. As I think about this story, I think God wants us to take another look at our burdens and trials. I think God wants us to stop viewing them as things that have gone wrong in our lives. If we truly believe that all things work together for our good, then we need to begin to reassess our responses to troubles. They may be the very thing that strengthens our faith and character and leads us to the places that God has ordained for our lives. A simple look at the life of Joseph proves this point. Everything that went wrong in his life moved him closer to God's perfect will. And the thing that is so amazing about Joseph is that he never became bitter. He never became bitter with his brothers, with Mrs. Potiphar for lying on him, or the man who forgot him in prison. He never became bitter against God. We can assume this because to be a true follower of God means that you must love and honor God. And besides, when he became the second in command in Egypt, there's no record of him seeking revenge from anyone. And we all know how he forgave his brothers for selling him into Egypt. Burdens, if properly handled and understood, are how we become strong. They are the test of our faith that God sends to perfect our faith, to mature our faith, to strengthen our faith. That has always been the way of God. Anyone that God would use, God tests, God tries. Even Jesus had to be tested in the wilderness before he began his ministry. So what about you and me? I think that everyone on the line has a desire to be used by God, or you would not be here listening to me so early in the morning. Since it's a given that we're going to have troubles, they might as well be used by God to make us better. There is not one of us who does not want to be better. So the way that God makes us better is through the pains and the burdens of trials. And that's just the truth. So what are we supposed to do? Let me give you a suggestion. Instead of cursing your blessings and whining and crying, welcome them. They are coming for a purpose. And besides, they're coming anyway. So welcome them and use them for a greater purpose. Welcome them as an opportunity to test the faithfulness and the wisdom of God. Welcome them as an opportunity to experience God in a deeper, more intimate way. Welcome your trials as a chance to explore the wonders and the mysteries of God's love and to discover a new level of depth, genius, perfection, strength, and understanding within yourself. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Don't curse the darkness. Don't become despondent. Go to God and ask, God, how do you want me to handle this? I'm hurting, I'm afraid, and I don't know what to do, but I'm trusting you to show me the way. I want you to take note of what Job said. Job said, but he knows the way I take, and when he has tested me, I will come forth as pure gold. And I think Andre Crouch sums it up best when he says, I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation, God gave blessed consolation, and my trials only came to make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend on God's word. Let's pray. Once again, God, we find ourselves here. You've been faithful. You've been true. You've been a blessing to us because that's who you are. Your love continues to amaze us day by day. Yes, someone said it right, God, when they said morning by morning, new blessings we see. And we embrace this day as we embrace you in these early morning hours, seeking your face, your guidance, that you will somehow position us and turn us in the right direction to conquer this day, to overcome the challenges that we are faced with, that we might walk by faith into an uncertain day, unsure of ourselves but confident in you. So God, we thank you for your continual blessings, just the blessing of your promise, just the blessing of knowing, just the blessing of you having saved us is enough for us to give us confidence that no matter what happens this day, this week, you will be with us. And if you are with us, God, we can get through anything. David says, yes, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, God, that regardless of what threats Nebuchadnezzar give us, we are going with God. God can save us and deliver us, and you were with them. And God, that same faith that they had, you have given to us through Christ Jesus. As a matter of fact, God, we have a greater assurance of your presence because Christ lives in our hearts. So we thank you for this day. Bless us in this day. The discoveries and the lessons that need to be learned this day, we open our hearts afresh and anew. And we welcome all these experiences. The only thing we ask, God, is that you will be with us. We thank you for each other's company, the spirit of everyone that's on this phone that strengthens and encourages all of us. And as we walk through this day, this month, this life, God, place those people in our path that will affirm us, that will keep us, that will reveal your word, your presence, your love to us, so that we know that we're not alone. We drink from the fountain of your word, praying that it will nourish our hearts and strengthen our souls this day. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, my brothers and sisters, you guys enjoy the rest of your day, but always remember this. Live each day in love with God. Be good. Be blessed. Bye.
Okay.